Why do Pentecostals lay hands on people when praying for them? What is the significance of this? Dr. David K. Bernard explains in just a few moments. Welcome to Apostolic Life in the 21st Century, a podcast dedicated to helping modern-day believers live out the teachings of the first century church. This podcast is part of the teaching ministry of Dr. David K. Bernard. Dr. Bernard has dedicated his life to studying the Bible and helping believers apply its message to their daily lives. In Apostolic Life in the 21st Century, Dr. Bernard answers your questions about what the Bible teaches and how those teachings apply to everyday life. If you enjoy this podcast, we encourage you to check out Dr. David K. Bernard's books. Dr. Bernard has written more than 30 books on biblical theology and Christian living and leadership. Visit PentecostalPublishing.com and search David Bernard for a list of available titles. Enter promo code DKB10 at checkout to save 10% on your order. That's PentecostalPublishing.com, promo code DKB10 to save 10% at checkout. The New Testament makes several references to the laying on of hands. In Hebrews 6, the writer makes reference to laying on of hands as one of the basic teachings of Christianity. And if somebody visits a Pentecostal church, they are likely to see the pastor and/or other church leaders lay their hands on people and pray for them. And that can seem very strange and very uncomfortable if you are not familiar with a Pentecostal church service. Why do Pentecostals do this? What's going on? What's the big deal about laying hands on people when you pray for them?
When you study the laying on of hands in Scripture, you start with the Old Testament. The laying on of hands is highly symbolic. The human being doesn't really have any power, but it represents God laying his hands on the person. So it's a focusing of our faith for a specific work of God at that time. So in the Old Testament, hands were typically laid on people when they were being ordained as a priest or ordained for other purposes, maybe a prophet or a king. There would be the anointing with oil, which oil is symbolic of the Spirit. The laying on of hands also representing God's intervention. So what we see then is the laying on of hands represents in the New Testament can be used to represent healing, receiving the Holy Spirit. It can be used for ordination to various types, being chosen as what seems to be in Acts chapter 6, deacons, or later in the New Testament epistles, ordination for ministry, various forms of ministry. So the common thread is it's a symbolism representing that God is laying his hands upon a person for a particular purpose. And of course, that operates by faith, but with the visible use of the laying on of hands, and then sometimes also for healing, the anointing with oil, then it makes it easy for we human beings to focus our faith at that particular moment. Instead of a generic faith, yes, I believe God is going to help me or God's going to bless me, we can say right now, I'm believing that God is going to bless me for this particular work. I believe in Hebrews 6, the laying on of hands is listed as one of the key doctrines of the church, because it's representing the life of the Spirit in the church. So from church government, the laying on of hands for ordination, to the laying on of hands for healing, you see that in Mark 16:18, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. James 5:14, the elders of the church shall lay hands on the sick, anoint with oil, and pray for their recovery. And so we find this as a symbolic gesture that helps to focus faith. So if someone is not familiar with the practice, I think it's important to explain it. So many times when people come up to pray and they're seeking God, maybe they're wanting to receive the Holy Ghost, then I would explain to them as a pastor or leader in the church, I would say, now I would explain you must repent of your sins, that's first, and then you open your heart in faith. Now, once you've repented of your sins, you've surrendered everything to God, you're ready to receive, then you transition from repentance to worship, to praise, to expressing your faith, speaking it out. Maybe you'll raise your hands to God. When we see that you're ready, we're going to lay hands on you, as the Bible says. Now, some people in the Bible receive the Holy Ghost without the laying on of hands, so it's not essential. But many times when a person came to the leaders wanting to receive the Holy Ghost, then the leaders would lay hands on them. And so in this example that I'm using, someone is seeking the Holy Ghost. I will say, once you've repented, once you've surrendered to God, now begin to worship. Change from seeking repentance and forgiveness to seeking the Holy Spirit, to worship and praise. And when I see that you're doing that, when you're raising your hands, you're calling out praises, I will lay hands on you as a symbol that God is laying his hands on you. And when you feel the laying on of hands, that's in accordance with the Bible, you can expect that God will lay his hands. If you'll believe that, at that moment, you will receive the Holy Ghost. And so it becomes a way of focusing faith to receive. So that could be for blessings, but most commonly in the New Testament, we see it's for healing and for receiving the Holy Ghost. And when it's taught and explained, then it's very effective in helping people to have faith at that time to actually receive. Now, I will add a few things that in the context of the church service, I think the laying of hands should be reserved for those who are identified as ministers or those leaders who are approved by the ministers. Because if it's just done indiscriminately, it loses its significance. There is something about the leadership of the church, the people who have been chosen by God specifically to communicate the gospel and to pray, when that's used as a symbol of authority. If you think about it, in our culture, when would we ever lay hands on somebody's head? We wouldn't do that. Unless it's maybe a child, I might pat the little boy on the head, but that's because I'm in a superior relationship. That's just a little kid. So since it represents authority, we should be careful not to be indiscriminate. Now, Mark 16, which I mentioned, it does say these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So I do believe there's a ministry of the saints. So in the congregation, you may feel led, and if it's appropriate to hold someone's hand or put your hand on their shoulder or put your hand on their arm, well, that's a non-authoritative way. So I think that could still be the laying on of hands that wouldn't be restricted to a preacher or a leader or someone designated as such by the pastor to do the laying on of hands. But I think that's the best of both worlds. So if everybody's going around laying hands on the heads of strangers, that's going to inhibit the work, because who are you to have authority over me? And what are you doing this for? And if it's indiscriminate, it loses that special quality of here's a point to focus your faith. But if the leadership does it properly, then it is recognizing authority and it is focusing faith. But to broaden it to every believer can intercede, every believer is a priest unto God, then the non-authoritative laying on of hands of, the arm or the shoulder or the hand can still communicate, I'm believing with you, let's have faith for right here, right now. And certainly, any believer, if you're witnessing to someone, if you're in someone's home or someone's in your home and you want to pray, well, then the laying on of hands is not restricted to these signs shall follow the preachers. It's these signs follow believers. So there is a role for the laying on of hands, but it should be used purposefully, intentionally, not indiscriminately. And when used properly, it can become a great tool for helping people to focus their faith to receive the promises of God.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Apostolic Life in the 21st Century. If you enjoy this podcast, please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. We also appreciate it when you share Apostolic Life in the 21st Century with a friend or family member. And make plans to join us again next time as we look at how the Bible applies to everyday life.